हरे कृष्णा। क्वेश्चन, डू सीड्स कंटेन सोल्स जस्ट एज लाइफ इज मैनिफेस्टेड थ्रू द सोल प्रेजेंट इन द सीमेन इन ह्यूमन फॉर्म? वॉट अबाउट प्लांट्स? इट सीम्स लॉजिकल दैट द सोल शुड बी देयर इन द सीड्स, बट देन समटाइम्स सीड्स रिमेन एक्टिव फॉर ईयर्स टू इनएक्टिव फॉर ईयर्स टूगेदर एंड दे मे स्टिल स्टे इन अ बायोलॉजिकली ओके कंडीशन, एंड वेन अ प्रॉपर कंड्यूसिव एनवायरमेंट कम्स अप दे फर्टिलाइज. सो डज इट मीन दैट द सोल वॉज प्रेजेंट इन द सीड्स फॉर ऑल दैट टाइम, और दैट वेन द सोल वेन दी सोल बिके वेन दी सीड केम इन अ सिचुएशन वेर अ लाइक राइट वेर द वेर इट कुड जर्मिनेट एंड ग्रो एट दैट टाइम अ सोल एंटर्ड ओवर देर. आंसर, कृष्णा सेज इन द भगवद गीता दैट अव्यक्तोयम अचिंत्योयम अविकार्योयम उच्यते. सो ही सेज द सोल इज अनमैनिफेस्टेड एंड इट इज अचिंत्य, इट्स इनकन्सीवेबल. सो इनकन्सीवेबल प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन दैट इट कैन नॉट बी अंडरस्टूड एक्सेप्ट ए शास्त्र प्रमाण. एंड प्रीवियस आचार्य सेड दैट वी कैन इन्फर इट्स एग्जिस्टेंस, बट बियॉन्ड दैट वी कैन नॉट नो सो मच अबाउट इट. सो इन जनरल स्क्रिप्चर डजंट टॉक इन डिटेल अबाउट द पोस्ट मॉर्टम जर्नीज और द ट्रांसमाइग्रेटरी जर्नीज स्पेसिफिकली फ्रॉम वन स्पीशी टू अनदर. द ट्रेजेक्ट्रीज आई डोंट टॉक अबाउट इट सो मच. सो द टू प्रिंसिपल्स आर इम्पॉर्टेंट टू अंडरस्टैंड. दैट इज दैट वेर एवर देर इज कॉन्शियसनेस, इवन इफ इट इज प्रिलिमिनरी लेवल, देर द सोल हैज टू बी देर, बिकॉज चित चेतना इज अ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ द आत्मा. देर इज नो चेतना इन मैटर. And the second thing is that wherever matter is undergoing transformations, so the subjective or the experiential aspect of the presence of the soul is the presence of consciousness. That there is even at a preliminary level, and now more and more researchers have found out that even plants do have consciousness. Plants respond to various stimuli, including different kinds of emotions. So now. Now this is subjective. Now there is a school of philosophy which says that it's ultimately not a school. There's an idea in philosophy that ultimately we can't know that other people are conscious. We can only know that I am conscious, and others may well be programmed machines responding. How do we know that they are having any inner subjective experience at all? Of course, we can intuitively see that by the way others respond, but it is quite difficult objectively. From a ultra-critical point of view, to try to prove that others have consciousness. So we can't know whether any particular creature, any particular, what to speak of other human beings also, whether they are conscious or not. If we go by ultra-critical scrutiny, we can't really prove that. Whatever way they behave, which we might say respond, demonstrates consciousness, we could very well say that it demonstrates nothing more than programmed stimulus response mechanism. So now the way we can infer the presence of the soul to some extent in an objective way is that ensouled matter. Ensouled matter means matter in which soul is present behaves differently from ordinary matter. So ordinary matter, there is creation, there is deterioration, and there is destruction. You know, if we build a house, the house is built, then it starts getting discolored. It's a termite. If it is made of wood, termites start eating it, or the cracks start appearing in its concrete. It gets deteriorated and eventually it is destroyed. But when there is consciousness present, when there is soul present, then that particular system, which is a living system, as we say, that undergoes multiple changes. So it is created, or we could say it's born. Then it grows, it reproduces. It strives, it maintains itself. If our body is cut, if a finger is cut, the finger will try to heal itself. If a bar is cut, the bar doesn't try to rejoin itself. So it doesn't create any enzymes or anything by which it can rejoin itself. So then after that, there's deterioration and destruction. So this is a characteristic of life. Now when we look at seeds, seeds at a particular stage in their growth, they start showing such things. So whenever seeds start showing such things, at that time surely soul has to be present. Seeds are growing, they're germinating, they are transforming. So that sort of transformation, biologically, there has to be a conducive environment for that to take place. But the soul needs to be present for that to happen. And now, so normally speaking, when there is normal cross pollination happening, so yes, seed has to be present for the eventually reproduction to take place, the seeds to germinate, and for a new plant to manifest. But if a particular biochemical a particular biochemical medium is no longer suitable for the soul, say for example a seed, as you said, seed is living for a long, long, it's just there for a long, long time, then does the soul stay present over there all the time? Not necessarily. We also know that when the biochemical or biothermal environment becomes very hostile for a soul, the soul may leave, not because the soul is burnt, but because the biothermal environment is no longer suitable for the soul to perform, to function in any way. That's why we have that seeds, if they are roasted, they do not fructify, they do not germinate. Karma, and we have Brahmasamhita taking this example to say karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. So our karma bija, it is burned away by the process of bhakti, and when it's burned away, it no longer reproduces, it no longer germinates and grows. Similarly, the point is that there are certain biochemical environments, biothermal environments, which can be hostile, so the seed will no longer grow at that time. So that means the soul is no longer present there, and that's why the seed is not growing. So specifically what happens, it can vary. If some souls have a specific karma by which they are meant to be staying for a long, long time in an inactive, incarcerated state, then a soul may stay locked in a seed, in a locked sort of condition, even in a seed, for a long, long time. But it is not necessary that every, just as it's not that every sperm has to have a soul in it, similarly, it's not necessary that every seed has to have a soul in it. Rather, the by karmana devanetrena, by the divine vision of providence, those seeds which do have souls, which are meant to get a next plant, a plant body in the next embodiment, at that time those souls are moved, whether through environmental factors like wind or through pollinatory agents like insects, they are moved and they are brought in contact with appropriate environments where they will germinate. So the souls are wherever there is life, wherever there is reproduction, there is maintenance, there is growth, there soul is present. Now, whether in the source of that, the seed, whether soul was present at all times or at some times, for some time only, just prior to the activation, that will vary according to the karma of the particular soul. Because the soul is achintya, we cannot know specifically about whether the soul is present all the time in the seeds. Thank you. Hare Krishna.